I think we started the game extremely well. You know, Glasgow made it came out a little bit lax, and we took advantage of it and got a great start to the game. But, you know, the way we were playing, they were able to take advantage of some of our rotations, and, you know, they hit some tough shots and got really hot in the second and third quarter. You know, well, second and first half of the third quarter, they hit a ton of threes and just kept that distance, and they did a good job just moving the ball and taking advantage of where we messed up. But, you know, credit to the guys, they stuck with it, they kept chipping away, and they fought, and they made the turn in the fourth quarter and kept staying aggressive, and, you know, we had our chance, and we took it.
You seemed to be fully in control, obviously, going into that second quarter. What was the difference? Was it from them, or was it?
I think they got a little more comfortable, but I think, you know, we made some guys off the bench came in, and I think we just came a little too flat. You know, I think that's the risk sometimes when you come out such a, you know, strong start. People think that it's kind of just going to happen, and, you know, they stopped making it happen. And we kind of went on our heels, and we tried to react to what they were doing rather than we were trying to force the tempo and force situations. We started to play on our heels and retreat too much, and they took advantage. And like I said, they're a good shooting team and a good passing team, and, you know, they're able to shoot their way in any game when they get a chance.
What difference did Colin Singh make tonight coming off the bench?
Significant. You know, he's been one of those guys that's, you know, he has his moments every season. He has high energy, and he's getting better and more confident. You see, he made a couple of moves late in the game, and, you know, he's still a great piece for us. You know, he never knows what he brings. Sometimes he can really change the dynamic of a game, offensive rebounding, playing defense, playing with a lot of energy. And that third quarter, we were really down, and he came with that heart and energy. I think it really was one of the sparks to the comeback. You know, we turned him over a little bit and got some easy layups, and, you know, credit to him, he stuck with it.
And a good performance as well from Mike Tuck and also BJ Holmes as well tonight, 22 apiece for them.
Yeah, it's you know, Tuck has been pretty strong for a while now as far as being consistent scoring. But, you know, BJ, I think you can tell he's playing a little more aggressive, and he's playing a little more attacking the rim, and it helps us a lot when he does that because he's such a tough guy to stop, and he's such a good passer that he creates a lot of opportunities for other people, and it's good to see him playing aggressive like that right now.
Moves you to fifth consecutive win, and you've been on such a good run of late as well.
Yeah, you know, we just got to keep riding the wave as we can. We've been on both sides of these win streaks, so it's nice to be in the control of a positive one. And like you said, we just got to keep trying to build and build and build to that playoff run and hopefully seal the playoffs as soon as possible. And, you know, hopefully we can take it from there.
Do you feel like you're starting to hit form at the right time?
I think we're getting there. You know, I think it showed a lot today. We have ways to go. The way they took advantage of that second and third quarter, if we want to be the team we think we can be, we can't have those kind of big lulls in the game where we go down and lose leads that way. You know, teams are going to make runs, but we've got to be able to fight back and get stops when we need to.
We were talking about killer instinct a couple of weeks ago, and you mentioned kind of seeing out games. Do you think, you know, tonight you showed the kind of tenacity to come back and have that killer instinct?
Yeah, I think definitely that's one of the key things for us lately down the stretch. Guys know who to get the ball to. They know their position, and then the guys like Mike Cook and BJ and even Tuck to some point are making the plays and being aggressive. And, you know, when you have that kind of mentality, it's easy for everyone to play around you and know where their roles are. I think early in the season we were kind of hesitant and people didn't want to step up and take those shots and make those plays. But now I think the roles are becoming more defined, and that's kind of the gelling part that we needed.
Bristol next up. What have you made to them so far this year?
Very strong team. They play extremely hard defensively. They've got a lot of talented guys. They've got some young British talent. They played us well at their place every time we played them. You know, very, very close games. Not a team to be taken for granted at all, and I'm sure they're itching to get one back on us and win the head-to-head, so we got to just keep trying to seal these head-to-heads up.
They're a team that don't seem to travel well, though. Obviously, Bristol are a long way up to come to Sheffield. That must be an advantage for you already.
You think so, but you never know. You know, on the day, you think Glasgow's a long trip too, and they came out and they really put it on us in the second quarter. So for us, it's about mentally just being a lot sharper and tougher.